Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Today, we're talking about living on purpose. What is the truth about living on purpose? I love this subject. I believe that everyone is born with unique, valid, inherently magical qualities and gifts and characteristics that they can share with the world. Whether their world is their immediate family, it might be including your job, it might be your community, your friends, your extended family, your chosen family, your biological family. Living on purpose is something that is available to every single one of us. So what does it involve? I want to talk you through today what living on purpose might mean, how we tune into living on purpose so that we know, speak, and live our truth, and some of the things to hold in our awareness as we go through the game of life. So living on purpose, I believe, is all about honouring our inner truth. What does that look like in reality? Well, it means things like knowing who you are, not what you are. It means being connected with your values and living them, not just paying lip service to them. It means nurturing and owning your passions and your gifts, the inherent stuff that you arrived on planet Earth with. Living on purpose has to involve making conscious choices, and we'll talk a bit about how we do that. And lastly, living on purpose is all about staying in your own lane and knowing and embodying awareness. So let's look at who are we. You've heard me touch on this before. It's a common theme that runs through everything I do in my personal and professional life. This knowing who we are is ultra critical, and it's so important that I'm on this massive mission to help people truly know who they are. By who am I or who are you, I don't mean what are you, what do you do, what roles do you have, what positions do you play, what accolades might you carry with you. I mean who's left when all those labels are stripped away. So if I was to describe myself as a person based on the what I am, I might say something like this. I'm Ali, I'm a life coach, I'm a mum of two amazing girls, I work with people to help them do the inner work and to transform their life. I've got a dog, I've got a camper van, my favourite thing is to be on the sea or in the sea. But if I'm to, that doesn't tell you who I am. Like, I could also say, do you know what? I've got 3 mental health degrees. I've got a certification in X, Y, and Z. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I'm an NLP trained coach. I'm a timeline therapist. I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm an advocate for marginalized people. But it didn't tell you who I am. So try this one on for size. I'm a wild woman who is learning how to be herself and shine her light to help others do the same. I believe in growing, learning, and loving life and others. I want everyone to be exactly who they truly are and celebrate their unique contribution to the world. I value myself. I show myself love, and I inspire those around me to do the same. Which of those gives you a better sense of who I am than the other? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? So if you really want to get down and dirty with this exercise around living on purpose, write yourself the same thing. Who are you? So you might want to start with, what am I? All those roles, those labels, mum, colleague, house owner, car driver, holiday taker. Write a list of labels, write a list of roles and functions, and then challenge yourself to write a totally different statement about who you are at your core. Values are inherently important when we are tuning into living on purpose. Our values are like the foundation of what's important to us and how we choose to live life. They're like the filter or the lens through which we make our decisions, we make our choices, we choose who we hang out with, we decide what to eat on a daily basis. And they are pillars of the who we get to share our time with and our energy with. When we honour our values and we live in alignment with them, life feels purposeful and it feels good. It's when we don't live in alignment with our values, we're going to have a sense of unease or disconnect. Possibly, certainly in my case, disease, and most definitely lots and lots of discomfort. Our task, if we want to live on purpose, is to really hone and get radically honest with ourselves about what our values are. And that's easy to do. You can Google list of personal values or list of core values, and you will find many a tool, many a list. Pick out the top five most important values for you. So mine would be love, truth, obviously, connection, passion, and freedom. Those are like my top high-level values. Now, you can imagine, can't you, if I run every decision or every choice or every conversation or every thing that comes out of my mouth through those filters, I'm going to be living in a really aligned way, aligned with me and who I am. And that feels good. It doesn't always make you flavour of the month. I'm not pretending that that's the case, because there's many a person that I annoy, many a person that I trigger, many a person that gets irritated by me. And that's fine. That's none of my business. But for me, as a human, a soul in a body, living my life on purpose, if I know that those are my values and I honour that those are my values, it helps me be true to who I am as I go about my business. And you get to do the same. What about passions and gifts then? Passions and gifts are something that is not really rated highly enough, in my opinion. And it's just my opinion, and it's a solid one. But if we think, I know I often use this analogy, but if we think back to what we're taught in school, our innate, inherent passions and gifts are not really recognised holistically, are they? Like, we might get Star of the Week if we've been kind, and that's lovely. We might get Star of the Week if we've tried really hard in maths, and we might get Star of the Week if we're in the gifted and talented club. But what about everything else? What about all the melting pot of passions and gifts that make up individual people and groups of people as a whole? It's really important to know what you're passionate about. Like, I'm passionate about deeper, meaningful conversations. I'm passionate about getting to know the real people that I share my life with. I'm passionate about smashing the patriarchy, as you might have guessed. I'm passionate about equality. I'm passionate about being an ally. I'm passionate about actively calling out injustice and unfairness. You can hear it in my voice. I'm really bloody passionate about those things. I'm also passionate about compassion and kindness and supporting those who need it. I'm passionate about having fun and not taking life too fucking seriously. I'm very passionate about taking every opportunity I can to sit in sunshine and every opportunity I can to throw myself in the sea and every opportunity I can to be out on the water. So what are you passionate about? Being passionate about something isn't necessarily identical to being good at something. Like, we can be really skilled at something and not feel massively passionate about it. Yet the thing that we're pushed towards is the thing we're good at. And I believe that's arse about face. I think actually we should all be encouraged to follow our passions because that's what we're here for. That is what makes the life that we are living rich and vibrant and full of joy and abundance. So by understanding your gifts and your talents and your innate, unique amazingness and pouring those into the things you're passionate about, it just brings this beautiful alchemy of magic. So think about connecting with those things that bring you joy. Think about the stuff that really matters to you. Think about connecting with what lights you up and creating more opportunities to do that. That's how we tune in and live on purpose. When we are going about our business in life, we have all these choices to make, right? We can choose what to wear in the morning. We can choose what we eat for breakfast, if we eat breakfast at all. We can choose how we spend our money. We can choose how we earn our money. We can choose who we surround ourselves with. We can choose who doesn't get access to us. I call this way of decision-making consciously choosing or making conscious choices. So many of us wander through life on autopilot, making automatic decisions. 50% of the day, it is believed, is spent on autopilot. So acting with no focus, just out of habit and programming because of conditioned thinking. Did you know that the average adult makes about 35,000 decisions a day? And 50% of them potentially are out of integrity, are not on purpose. So when we act from this place of awareness and alignment with our values and our passions, we create this space to make more conscious choices. What works for me? What feels good for me? What's okay with me? What's not okay with me? By choosing to move away from this sort of automated, habitual and conditioned way of thinking and behaving, we are much more able to live on purpose. So to make more conscious choices, we need to know who we are. We need to know our values. We can run our decision-making through our highest values. And to be really super conscious, we can ask ourselves or use the directive that Rumi gave us. Is it true? Is it kind? And is it necessary? When we step into this level of awareness, this level of conscious living, we need to learn how to stay in it. So understanding our purpose this big question that seems mammoth, doesn't it? And that everyone's banging on about at the moment. And that, like, it has to be really, our purpose has to be something world-changing and very deeply worthy. Well, actually, there's purpose in many things. Ask yourself these questions. What is my purpose? What are the reasons you get out of bed in the morning? Why? What feelings are you looking to create? What do you believe in? What's important to you? And how can you continue to live on purpose by remaining anchored in all of this awareness? There are ways to do this. So when I work one-to-one with people, we might create a bit of a personal mission statement. So it's like the sort of personal moral and ethical guidelines that we use to create a bit of a blueprint for living on purpose. It's like a framework for how we choose to go about life. It's not like a corporate business mission statement. It's about your personal manifesto. Two or three sentences is often enough. Keeping it simple is highly important. Use your own language, because it's applicable across all areas of life. So I want to give you some examples here from famous people. Oprah Winfrey, her personal mission statement is this: to be a teacher and to be known for inspiring my students to be more than they thought they could be. Beautiful. Richard Branson, to have fun in my journey through life and learn from my mistakes. Simple, isn't it? Maya Angelou, my mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humour, and some style. So I really want to encourage you to have a bit of a play with this. Create your personal mission statement. Create your personal manifesto. What is the guiding principle for you through this game we call life? And you do that by combining all that we've talked about today. Who am I? What are my values? What are my passions and gifts? What's important to me? What do I wish for? So I want to share with you my own personal manifesto. My dream is that everyone feels empowered to live the way they truly deserve. I have a fire in my soul that believes we all have the power to be who we are, to feel how we'd like to feel, and live the way we truly deserve to. My mission is to help others know their truth, speak their truth, and live their truth, by helping them understand that we're all divinely connected, and to trust that everything happens for a reason. So that was three quite long sentences. Doesn't have to be that big. But I'd really love you to play with this. And I would really love you, if you do it, to tell me what your personal mission statement is. Imagine if we had a world of people who knew who they were, who operated from their own set of values, who followed their passion and used their inherent qualities and gifts. Imagine the positive, beautiful, magical alchemy that we could create as a whole. Love you. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.